I want to talk quickly now, move to what about Australia and U.S. cooperation. We have, NASA has hit its 40th anniversary this week, actually. So we're celebrating that for over the year. And Australia, and again, NASA and the predecessor of NASA have cooperated in many ways. We've cooperated historically. Australia has been a data track, a space tracking, a location for space data tracking, as in tracking all spacecraft that leave the Earth's orbit. It's been very, very key. The facility in Tidbinbilla, did I say that right? Okay. Very important facility to our deep space tracking network and other facilities that preceded it. We've also cooperated in areas of geographical research, geological research, where we've had sensors that have evaluated the movement of plate tectonics. We've done research in communications together, and we've done research in Earth observation in general. And I think that will continue. In terms of opportunities, there are specific areas where Australia can work with NASA to seek opportunities, not just in the space station, but in space research in general. And I've just listed a few of them, just to go through them quickly. They really more focus on the science. NASA puts out, makes opportunities available for researchers around the world, actually, to participate with NASA research. And they are, scientists can propose their research to NASA, to the science organizations, and say what kind of research they would like to do. And they are peer-reviewed proposals, and they are selected, in other words, based on merit. And, of course, funding for international participants has to be funded by other countries, but that is an opportunity for scientists to come and work with NASA on work on the space station and in other areas. International scientists can also provide samples and specimens to be used by researchers that are doing research in space or on the ground with NASA. We have had barters of services and products have a need, and another country says, we can provide that need, but we would like to do research with you in order to have a quid pro quo. And there are other areas where we have commercial centers of space. There's areas for cooperation there. Okay, I'll just talk about the future. The future, in my view, is, and in, I think in NASA's view, is to go beyond low Earth orbit and to enable to do what we need to do via the space station and other areas of research, to go as far as we can to explore space environment, and to do that with humans. What we need to do is to be able to extend our ability to stay in space and our capabilities in space beyond what the space station can do. And what human space exploration is about, in other words, is if we can have a facility where we can stay in space for a certain period of time without resupply, without having to bring up supplies, without having to depend on Mother Earth, that means we can stay in space for a certain amount of time. And the more we can extend that amount of time, the further out we can go. And that's really what human space exploration is about, is extending that capability, being able to have self-sustainability with low cost, and gain the knowledge that we need to gain to do that and that we gain from doing that work. So that the longer we can stay up without resupply, the more likely it is we'll go to Mars and further out. And so that's really the way we look at it now. It's not to say that today we have a goal that we're going to go to Mars in a certain year, but we're going to try to extend our capability as time goes along. To wrap up, I'd like to go back and sort of talk about a story that I heard years ago, because I think this is really a good story for the Space Society as you look at how you're going to push forward. And It was about a child who was, a young man who was in the space camp that we have in the U.S. where kids get to simulate riding on the space shuttle and do what astronauts do. And they simulated an interview by the press this time, by CNN, because they wanted to make it a high-fidelity simulation. And the reporter said, "So, after your mission, what do you believe is our future in space?" And the young man said, "First we complete space station, then we will establish a base on the moon. With that done, we will embark on an expedition to Mars." And the CNN reporter said, "Isn't that an ambitious plan? Do you think Congress, that's our Congress, will be that bold and fund everything that you've suggested?" And the young man replied with confidence, "Maybe your Congress won't, but mine will." So keep it up. Thank you.